Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell, broker owner of ERA Russell Realty Group. He is a 10-year licensed broker who has successfully coached and trained over 500 agents and turned his independent brokerage into a $50 million company before joining one of the top real estate franchises, ERA. Evan delivers his real-world real estate experience to you, the real estate agent. You can follow Evan on the Twitter feed at WorkWithEvan using hashtag AskEvan. For all your questions, concerns, comments, ideas, or anything else real estate related.
That ain't happening. It's raining.
Oh, did it start raining?
Yeah.
Well, you go in the conference room.
I can't go outside.
You can go in the conference room. Go ahead. I'll stay back here.
Okay.
How's everybody doing this morning? I'm glad to see that the numbers have increased. Stay in the conference room, Evan.
Does that mean we got two callers right now?
No.
Three?
More than that. More than
four,
that.
Five.
More than that. More than that.
Seven?
More than that.
Ten?
About that. I got to go below the fold.
Hey, I'll tell you, if you don't find a way to not have your microphone hit your shirt anymore, we're gonna stop doing these calls as a team.
I don't believe you.
I wouldn't make it up.
There you go. My microphone does not hit my shirt.
All right, here we go. How you doing, buddy?
Man, happy wet Monday morning, rainy Monday morning. Is it Monday?
I think so. All right, enough stalling. You ready to go? Let's go.
Go.
So I have a question. We have a whole bunch of agents, you know, a whole bunch of friends and things like that. And Kristen and I got in this little debate on the weekend about, we're still talking about Facebook. You know, when someone asks you, hey, I want to get on the internet, right? The internet's not the internet. The internet's Facebook, Google, and your email. And it's really only like the first three or four search results on your Google, right? You never really even go down to the first end of the first page nowadays.
No, you skip the two ads and then you go to the next. You're right. Like,
yeah, you're either first or you're last. You're first or you're last, you know? So I get to thinking that, and I see all of our real estate friends, our teammates are on Facebook, but I just don't understand why none of them, you know, say anything about real estate. I really just don't get it, you know? And even after the video we did last week about Facebook and how, you know, posting on your profile, on your business page versus your profile doesn't get the same amount of traffic, you still see, you know, a lot of that stuff over the weekend. And it's really kind of weird. So I have a couple questions for you. So
okay.
These are generic questions. So why don't you answer them, and answer them honestly, because I know some of them you will not be able to answer. But they're really just kind of simple questions on the last focus of the last 6-8 weeks here at RG, all right? So the first question I want to ask you is, do you have a website?
Yes, I have a website.
Okay. Agents, do you have a website? Right? And they're going to say, yeah, I got a website. What's the URL to your website?
That's the key.
What's it called?
That is absolutely – you asking me, like, what is my website? Or yeah,
well,
but
you
yeah,
got,
but,
well you got a couple. So
I got a few.
Yeah.
I got list.
Yeah,
Keith
but you probably
G, work
you probably
with
can,
Keith G,
yeah, but you
can Carafola.com.
Yeah, but you can't probably name where those websites go.
I can actually. I know where all of them go.
Well, it's probably because you got the question. Yeah, well that's all right.
No,
okay,
but
so
we set them up months ago.
Okay, so there's the problem. We or you set them up, right? So maybe the problem is I set them up when you start up, and you don't ever go back to it. So what's your website? EvanRussell.com, work with Evan, ERA Russell Realty Group, call Evan, meet with Evan, ask Evan, listen to Evan, Evan Live, EvanRussell.tv, EvanRussell, blah, 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 blah. Right? What is
Evan's
your website
on the
address?
Web.
Yeah, Evan's, oh, that's a good one. Write that down. Evan on the web.
Evan's on the web.
That's a good one. I don't own that one yet, man.
Oh, boy.
So what is your website name? Do you even know? Right?
Yeah, it's
Do you
important
even know
if it's
going to
roll
is.
Us your tongue. You know,
okay,
the one I
so,
always use is workwithkeithg.com. That's it.
Okay,
go work with Keith
so,
G.
Okay, so... Do you have a website? The answer is yes. Do you know the address? Okay, maybe some of you do, maybe some of you don't. How many people do you think know that you have a website and that what's the address?
Like, that's a different question. I don't
okay,
know.
So here's what I get, right? Here's how I use a website. Here's how I use my mobile apps or websites, okay? I'm on a property feed. For any property that hits North Reading, I get an email on it. I've set myself up for a North Reading property list alert from MLS. Now, I do it on MLS on purpose because I want to, MLS will show you under contract and pending and that sort of stuff. So mm-hmm. I'm dialed into what North Reading's doing. Now, when I get that MLS sheet that says, you know, 52 Hillview Street just listed, where do you think I go to find that information? Right? The MLS doesn't tell you who the listing agent is. It only tells you what, you know, the public-facing MLS is because I've set myself as a customer. I go to my ERA app, and I put in 01684, 01864, and I scroll down until I find the property I'm looking for. Right? How many people know how to do that? And the question is, why not? Do you have a mobile app? Yes, you do.
Do you know you have a mobile app?
Yes, it is. Have you downloaded the ERA mobile app from your particular link on your phone? Why not? Don't tell me you don't know how, because you've got Yelp and you've got Foursquare and Instagram and, you know, Slot Tournament and every other stupid app on your phone. So don't tell me you can't download the ERA. You don't know how. I'm not buying that. Okay. So why don't we have that? I'm gonna get to a really banging point here at the end. So just stick with me here. Okay. So how many people know you have a website? Unless you tell them. Nobody.
They don't know. Nobody knows. Yeah, they don't
unless
know.
Unless you give them your boring old business card, nobody. So when's the last time you posted your website on your Facebook page or anywhere? The answer is probably none because I watch all you guys, right? I'm a quiet stalker, right? I see it. I see what you're putting out there. Hey, mama's watching, big brother's watching, you know. And listen, Facebook's for you to do what you want to do. But why are you being so stealth about it? It doesn't make any sense to me. Why you're not making some type of effort? They're not coming in here. Not making some type of effort to put your name out there, right? There's a big world besides Keeping Current Matters. That's one piece of the puzzle. Okay, so the next question is your website cool? No, it's probably boring.
Looks like 75 other people's.
Right. It looks like everybody else's. Why? Well, I don't know how to change it. Well, I don't know how to do it. Well, I don't know what the address is. Well, I don't know how to log into Team ERA. And I don't know how to log into Zap. I don't know how to get in the back end. Okay? Fair enough. Okay? Is it important to you to have a website? Is it important for you to have people go to your website and try to capture some leads? Right? What are we really doing? If we're not out looking for leads of any fashion, how are we ever going to get any business?
Nah, you know, I think people expect it to find them. Find me.
Okay, well, how are they going to find you if they don't know? They're not.
Where or how? They don't know where. They don't know how. They don't know you exist.
Let's think about three different oceans, okay? I'll do two oceans. One ocean, we'll call it the Pacific Ocean, is Craigslist, okay? Craigslist is the Pacific Ocean. Facebook is the Atlantic Ocean. And you've got one big-ass tuna boat on both sides of the ocean, right? You've got all these fish in the sea. How are you going to capture a tuna or a whale or whatever you're after without the right bait? What are you going to do? You're just going to go out on the boat, swim into the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, just wait for a fish to jump in your boat? No, that's stupid, right? That's the dumbest idea you've ever heard. That'll never happen. What a dumb idea.
Well, that's what a lot of people do.
Well, how on God's sake are you going to get a lead then?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're swimming around this real estate boat. It's out in the middle of nowhere. It's bobbing and it's flailing and it's this or that and the other. And until that lightning strikes your tower or the boat hops in or the fish hops in your boat, how the hell are you going to get business? You're not. You're not. So the beauty of being a part-time agent or being an agent with us is you have all these systems and tools that, number one, we create for you on our own, and number two, the ERA gives you that we don't use, that we don't know how to use. We come in here last Thursday night. We sit here for 3 hours with Mary Beth. Has anybody done anything that we told them to do on that site? I don't know. They haven't come looking for my help. Have they asked you?
No, nobody's asked me.
Oh, so why not? Okay, so here, I'm getting to a good point. Okay?
I made an assumption that they figured it out, but maybe that's
wrong. Okay, all right. Well, here, listen, I'm not beating anybody down. I'm setting up for the grand finish, so don't drop off the call. Watch the numbers, Keith. Don't drop off till the end.
I'm watching.
Okay, so you want a website? All right, do you want it cool? Well, of course we do. Okay, so let me ask you another question. Did you show any houses this weekend, Keith?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did you go back to Zap and do some property insights?
No, I did not.
Why not?
Why not?
I know. I can tell you. Without you telling me the answer, I can tell you the answer.
Okay. What's the answer?
You tell me why, and I'll tell you the real answer.
I didn't take the time to go back and do it. I know it's there from our last Tuesday, and I've thought about, oh, I should go do that, but I just haven't done it.
Okay.
I didn't take the time to go do it.
Okay,
I only know about it from the thing with Mary Beth. I only said, oh, I should do that every time we do something.
Well,
that's 25
that's
homes I should go do.
That's probably not true. She probably just reminded you of it, but we knew that. But here's the thing. Is your client in Zap?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's even dumber. If your client's already in Zap and you can't just, you know, point and click the property sites, then that's even easier. I would say is your client's probably not in Zap and you got to go put them in and welcome them and all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. That's a little different. But if your client's already in Zap, then that's just a no-brainer, right? That's just a no-brainer. Okay, so do you know how to create the property inside on Zap? It's okay if the answer is no.
I'm gonna say no.
Right.
I believe
you could probably point and click your way through it though, right?
Yeah, I could do that. I could figure it
okay.
out.
Okay. All right.
Could I rattle it off? Take this step, that step, that step. No, I can't do that. I can't tell you the steps to get there, right now.
Okay, guys, don't jump off the call. Here's your first hint. Wouldn't it be nice to have a step by step for that?
Well, that should be really good. If there's a step by step process to do that, just so that you can get familiar with it. It's a
well, here's the thing.
With it, so you
here's
don't have
the
to do the steps anymore.
Well, I think what the Russell Realty Group and Evan Russell specifically does really well is we come to meet people where they are. I don't necessarily ask you to come out of your comfort shell. We deliver the coaching, the training, the tools, the support of where you are. So I would tell you that there's a step-by-step for that in Team ERA. There absolutely is. Now, whether I'm going to make you go dig for it, different story. But it is there. So
okay.
If you did want to know how to do it, you could go find it. But then you're going to tell me, well, I ain't got time for that. Right? Well, why don't you have time for that? Because I don't think it's important. I don't value it enough to go do it. I have other shit to do, you know, whether it's weeding your garden or eating dinner or sitting in your pool or doing whatever. You don't value it as a resource.
Yep.
You don't value it as a resource. Okay? All right. So here's a question. We already asked this question, but have you shared your website or that property insight on Facebook?
No.
Hey guys, we'll give you that script later. You know, we have an awesome site. Come here, top site in the world. Blah 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 blah. We have a script and dialogue. And we'll pass it out. But the question is, have you shared your website on your Facebook profile? Okay. Second thing, you know, do you have the mobile app link? Do you know how to pass it around? Attention, friends, on your mobile phone, click here to download my exclusive mobile app. It's better than the rest. It's easy to use. Doesn't cost you anything. So have you suggested it? Have you suggested your mobile app to anybody?
It's the only thing I suggest to people.
Okay, what are the two things? There's three things that you need to be a real estate agent. There's three things you need, just three, on the marketing end. It's really easy. You need three things. One of them is kind of whatever, but you need three things. Do you know? You have any idea what those are?
A website.
Yep, that's one.
A headshot.
Yep, that's two.
And somebody to talk to.
Well, okay, all right, that's probably. But you need a business card,
oh,
right?
Business,
when you
okay.
when you come in here and you leave out of here, what are the three things you need? You need a website, and you need a business card, right? That's really what you need. You use your own email anyway, so you don't really need the email. You say you do, but you don't, right? The headshot you need to make your website okay. You got to have a headshot because you can't brand yourself online without. So you need three things: a business card, a website, and a headshot. Okay. If you don't have those, you know. Where are you at? Nowhere. You're nowhere. Right, Keith?
If you don't have those, you might as well not. You're not in real estate. You're not. Might as well not be. You're not in.
Well, you know, you're hanging your license, and you're waiting for a fish to jump on your tuna boat. Okay, and that's not going to happen.
Which is ludicrous, honestly.
Which is ludicrous. Okay, so what would be helpful? All right, Keith, what would be helpful for the people who think they're drinking from a fire hose when they walk in here? Craigslist ads, websites, headshots, business cards, work with Evan, ask Evan, Facebook group, blah, blah, look at all this crap. What would be handy for them?
The best thing I think people need is that step-by-step guide to help them take the steps to help them get activated and understand that they can do real estate.
Well, we're talking about a marketing piece because when you have the right marketing piece, real estate will find you. You just have to put the right bait in the water. You're not going to catch a tuna with a worm, right? It's not going to happen. I mean, you may catch a guppy or some pelican or some shit, but you're not going to catch a tuna on a tuna boat with a worm, right? You got to chum the water. You ever watch Wicked Tuna? You got to chum the water.
Chum, yeah.
You got to put the herring or whatever on the thing, and you got to have the 50,000-pound rope and all that kind of stuff. Think about how much effort goes into going out to a tuna boat, right? How much effort do we put into trying to find a lead that's going to make you $10,000 or $12,000? Zero, buddy. Zero. Zero. Right? We don't know how to sell ourselves. We don't know how to brand ourselves. We don't know how to, just demonstrate ourselves as the expert. We're just hoping some sucker comes up to me, doesn't know I'm new, and wants to do a deal. Right?
Bum, bum, bum. That's the truth. I think that's exactly where most people are. It's not going to go far. It's not going to get them far. It's not going to get any of us far.
Depends on your goals, because I'm willing to meet you where you are. So if one deal a year is your goal, or your goal is to be ready for that one deal a year, then that's fine. But you still need a website. You still need a headshot. You still need a way to keep that client engaged. You can't work with a client and have them go over to your competitor's app. And we know who they are, right? The green and the yellow,
and
the black and the blue. I mean, we know who those are. We don't want them going there. But how do people know that you wouldn't have a mobile app? I mean, you've got a $1 billion piece of software that Realogy as a company bought to make for you that you guys don't use. And why do you don't use it? It's not that you don't want to use it. It's because you don't know how to use it. It's because you don't know how to implement it. And that's where I think the biggest problem that we're facing, and to get our corporate term, our per-agent productivity up, that's what we need to do, is we need to come back to street level and say, this is how you plant that seed, that fruitful seed of growth. You have to understand the fundamentals of how to log into Team ERA. If you don't understand those or aren't willing to understand those, then you can keep on the path you're swimming, right? And eventually you might get lucky and you might run into a tuna and it might fall into your boat. But I mean, do you have the right tools to harvest it, to cut it, and take it back to dock and sell it? No, you don't. Why is that? Because we haven't focused on it. So what's the best way to focus on it? Is to give you a step-by-step, day-by-day task list to figure out how to get your systems up and running. And I think we've been missing that for a long time. And I think we're on the cusp of having it finished.
Exactly. It's the thing. All it is to activate you. A list activates you. Here's a task list of what to do. It'll activate you so that it becomes habit.
What are you, a cell phone?
Me?
What are you, a cell phone? $36 activation fee.
No activation fee required.
Yeah, it takes 15, 20 minutes for it to propagate, and then it'll forward properly.
If people, I believe this, if people had that checklist that is now developed and in the final stages of being done, if people had that, and I am calling it a checklist, literally boxes for those of you who like checklists that you can just check off, you actually do the things that are on here, you'll be like engaged. And when you get engaged, you become activated. When you become activated, you'll do a deal. Wake up from the sleeping state.
When people come in, they get a quick start guide. And the quick start guide is business planning, right? And the business planning is true. But here's what we're finding out about the quick start guide. When you come in, you take the quick start guide, you take it with you, you do page 3, which is your digital footprint, then I never see it again. Right?
What?
Then the book disappears. Right? Not now. Whether the book is written at a good level, whether you find it useful, whether you don't find it useful, you at least could answer the questions with one word. Where do you want to prospect? Do I want to prospect North Reading? Well, who do you want to prospect to? Well, I want to prospect to North Reading decision makers. Who do you think they are? Well, I think they're mothers. Where are you going to hit those people? I'm going to hit those people on the soccer field, the baseball field, the jerseys, the coffee drinkers. What are you hoping to get out of that? Brand recognition. What's your message? I'm local here to help you, and I'm willing to give. Right? That's your business plan. As simple as that. Right? So what is your business plan? So maybe you don't need 7 pages of business planning and 15 lines per box to answer it. maybe you just need to create your steps and let and put your bait in and see what comes in the water. Because you could say, hey, I want to get more Wilmington sellers. Well, what exactly are you going to do to get more Wilmington sellers? What are you going to do to let your family and friends know that you're the person they should buy from? Because, again, how pissed off are you going to be when they buy from somebody else? And they're going to say to you, well, I didn't know you were in real estate. And you'd be like, are you dumb? They're like, no. Of course I'm in real estate. Well,
that's exactly going to be your response, by the way.
Yeah.
It's literally.
Well, they're not dumb. You just haven't done a good job of staying in front of them. And why is that? Because you haven't – I don't like this word, Keith, but I'm using it anyway. Because you haven't activated your tools. I think it's a really bad word. I'm going to use it, though, but it sounds really silly. So you got to turn them on. They're on for you. You just got to upgrade them. You got to dress them up,
Make them yours. Yeah.
Make them yours, baby. Make them yours. Right? So with all that said, we have a brand-new quick start guide. Absolutely brand-new. It's about 3 weeks in the works. Looks beautiful. We've had some great help with it. I'll unveil it, probably in the next day or two. You're gonna have to come get it, in some fashion, and we'll have to walk through it. And it's gonna be step by step to rebuild your tools that are provided to you at no cost. We're not talking about Playster here. Right? We're not talking about anything else. We're talking about your Zap page that was provided to you at no cost and how to make it effective for you. Okay? So we're going to use the tools that were there. And I think the biggest problem with not putting them out there is, number one, we don't know how. Number two, we're not proud of the product.
I think it's don't know. I really do believe it's a don't know, but go ahead.
Well, okay, let's play devil's advocate. How the hell do you not know you got a website?
No, I think it's a lack of understanding of how to use it. Don't know.
You can't put a link. You can't put a link in Facebook. Don't give me that shit, because you post pictures of your graduation all weekend long. So don't give me that crap. I don't buy that. You know, I don't buy that you can't cut evanrussell.com and put on your Facebook page. I do not buy that for a second. I think that real estate is not your first priority sometimes when it should be. Right? When it should be.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
not even it's not even it's got to be your priority all the time. Just once in a while. You know? Throw something out there once in a while. Some of you guys don't do it all. Some people don't even have ERA Russell Rich Group as their on their business profile or on their profile as even working here. Right? We went through that example last week.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't be
deemed an expert. You can't get mad at your family if they don't listen to you. If it says you're not, if it doesn't say anywhere on your profile that you are a licensed real estate agent. Right.
Oh, you're in real estate. Yeah.
Dude, seriously, man. You know what I'm saying? You know how it goes. Oh,
exactly.
I didn't know you. I didn't know you're. I knew you're in real estate, but I know you did that. Oh, you're in real estate. I know you didn't. I didn't know you worked in my area. I mean, come on, man. Right. The good news is, we've identified the problem. Right. Through a series of random questions. Yes, you have a website. Yes, you're not sure what it is. Yes, you don't probably look right. Probably needs a headshot. Probably needs a background image. Probably needs some SEO to it, you know, that's built in. Probably needs a checklist. Probably need a little training. Okay? So we've put that together. We've navigated you through Team ERA so that you can, you know, figure out how to get to the training courses that are in there to help you use it. So when you're home at night and you're bored and you want to pretend to be a real estate agent, Instead of listening to my, you know, over opinionated tones, you can jump in and listen to an ERA trainer. Do it, right? It's all right there, built for you. Well, and honestly, I'm not giving it enough excitement, but I'm super excited about it. Been working on it on the weekend. It's very cool. We're gonna send it out, have it bound professionally. It's gonna be a pretty nice looking book, right? And it's gonna be a legit checklist, so you can look right down the checklist for the next 21 days and say, okay, what's the one task I should do today? Just one. 21 days, one task a day, and you build yourself something pretty, right? It's not hours and hours and hours. The training modules are 5 or 6 minutes. They're not 50 minutes, right? So they're in bite-sized pieces, and I'm gonna deliver all that stuff to you. But in the meantime, find your URL, share it on Facebook today. Hey guys, want to see what just hit the market in North Reading? Look here. Hey guys, a couple new properties hit Wilmington market. Want to see it? Check here. School district search. Did you know the school district search on Zap? You want to search in the Hood School District, the North Reading School District, here you go. There's lots of cool stuff on there. I would absolutely encourage you to kind of jump in and forget about all the other crap that led us to this moment. Oh, Evan, I thought it did this, and oh, Evan, I thought it did that, and oh, Evan, I thought this, thought that, none of that stuff. None of that stuff. Just jump in, get your feet wet, get your hands dirty, and get that information out there and capture yourself a tuna. If you don't, same old, snoring, boring. You know, you're a professional real estate student. You come to all the training classes, you know. It's like this other guy. You can't find a job. What do you do? I'll go back to school. Go back to school for what? Right? I've heard that a couple times on the weekend. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm going back to school. Why? The first 6 jobs you had couldn't pan out, so you need more education? Right? Seriously, that's what they do. Oh, I'm going back to school.
They don't know what else to do. Exactly.
Listen, you calculate how much money that new job is going to get you, then calculate a couple of real estate commissions and take yourself to real estate school, street real estate school, you know. Street real
exactly.
estate school, you know. So
exactly.
All right, guys, the book is coming. It'll be a lot of fun. You got to come get it. I'll roll it out here and let you know what's available and put a little sign up sheet for so you can come in. But you know, let's get sharing. No more stealth agency, man. No more secret agents, man. Let's get our name out there. Let's get people wanting to jump on your boat. You know, we want to have hungry tunas on your boat. You know, looking for information that's going to help them. And the only way you're going to get them is if you pass it out, right? You got to pass it out. They got to know it's there. And when they know it's there, they'll come find you. Right, brother?
That's right.
All right, man. Have a great day, everybody. Catch you later.
Thank you for listening to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell. To listen to a previous episode of our HTC podcast, you can visit evanlive.com or find him in the iTunes Music Store.